When we put people on platforms, do we set them up to fall and let us down? Yes. Yes, we do. We see people who are high profile with very public lives, positions, and ministries, and naturally want to have higher expectations for how they act and live. We look up to them. Then, when they don't measure up, they fall. We're let down, disappointed, and even sometimes take it personally. How could they do that to us? Man was never meant to be worshiped. We are a fallen creation. There but for the grace of God go any of us. So why, when the faithful fall, are we so shocked? I'm more saddened than shocked when I discover hidden secrets or sin in the life of any believer. We know the enemy is constantly looking to ensnare us, and our own lustful hearts daily deceive us. But often, warning signs of sin are disregarded, and faithful hearts end up at a destination they never intended. Just look at King David in the Bible. One night walking on his roof changed everything, but God restored and used him greatly. God is still very much in the restoration business, restoring what has been lost, what has been broken. Galatians 6:1 encourages us to gently restore and help one another when we're knocked down or when we fall. Yet we're so quick to judge and point fingers. We are all sinners. In Romans 3, we are told no one is righteous, not even one. We all come up lacking and are in desperate need of a Savior. We mustn't wait to be shocked at the destination of where sin has led us. We must watch for the signs along the way and be shocked at the steps and path that we chose that led us there. James 1:13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Evil desires lead to evil deeds. There's a saying, sin will take you farther than you wanted to go, keep you longer than you wanted to stay, and make you pay way more than you ever wanted to pay. For those in the public eye, we see the fall and the final destination of choices made. But it was a gradual sin progression that led there. We are all in need of grace. We are all in need of forgiveness. My prayer is we will be just as shocked at the allowance of sin in our own lives as we are at others' very public failures. What are we allowing into our life right now that could lead to a greater fall? I pray we seek God's word for truth. I pray we enter into community and accountability where we can be honest with our struggles. I pray we are quicker to pray for and restore than we are to judge. Sin is no respecter of persons. Desire will conceive and give birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, will give birth to death. That's the truth. Guard your heart, mind, and life with it. I'm Lori Klein.